Penguin Audio presents The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. Read by Richard E. Grant.
Prologue, 1123. The small boys came early to the hanging. It was still dark when the first three or four of them sidled out of the hovels, quiet as cats in their felt boots. They picked their way through the huddled wooden huts and along the streets of frozen mud to the silent marketplace where the gallows stood waiting. The boys despised everything their elders valued. They scorned beauty and mocked goodness. They would hoot with laughter at the sight of a cripple, and if they saw a wounded animal, they would stone it to death. They loved violence, and they never missed a hanging. They squatted in the porch of the big church, waiting. Candlelight flickered behind the shutters of the substantial houses around the square, the homes of craftsmen and traders. As scullery maids lit heated water and made porridge. The sky turned from black to grey. Soon, a group of young grooms and labourers and apprentices swaggered into the marketplace. They turned the small boys out of the church porch, then leaned against the carved stone arches, spitting and talking with studied confidence about death by hanging. The old women formed a group on the opposite side of the marketplace, as far as possible from the young men. The sheriff's bailiff opened the main gate, admitting the peasants who lived in the lean-to houses against the town wall. Some brought eggs and milk and fresh butter to sell. Some came to buy beer or bread, and some stood in the marketplace and waited for the hanging. Every now and again, people would glance up at the castle on the hilltop above the town. Then, at about the time the sun must have started to rise behind the thick grey cloud, the mighty wooden doors opened.